You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Wednesday continued his catechesis on Christian hope, focusing on charity, which he said is a gift, a grace, the fruit of our saving encounter with God's own love. The Pope was addressing the faithful during his weekly general audience. To the over 12,000 pilgrims gathered in a sunny St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis said that he who loves has the joy of hope, because one day he will be united with the Lord, the source of all love.
Chi ama alla gioia della speranza.
Reflecting on readings from Matthew and from St. Paul, the Pope focused on what he described as our vocation for love and charity. He warned against the risk of a hypocritical love, which he said can be tainted by self-interest, and urged the faithful not to be tempted to carry out works of charity driven by the desire to put themselves on show, seeking visibility and approval.
Quanto bravo sono, no? Questa ipocrisia.
It's important, he said, to remember that love is a grace. It is a gift that God is happy to give us if we ask for it. It is a grace that forgives our sins, heals our hearts, and enables us to become channels of the Lord's own unconditional love. We can become instruments of God's love, he explained, when we allow ourselves to be healed and renewed by the resurrected Christ. So conscious of our human weaknesses, he urged the faithful to ask our Lord daily to renew the gift of his love within us and to enable us to be witnesses of that love to others, especially to those in greatest need. After the catechesis, Pope Francis blessed the crowds and turned to a group of employees of the Italian branch of the TV platform Sky, which is undergoing change and downsizing. He expressed his hope for a solution that takes into account the respect for the rights of all, saying work gives dignity.
Lavoro ci dà dignità.
He said, who shuts factories and closes companies as a result of economic operations and negotiations, depriving men and women from work, commits a very grave sin.
Fa un peccato gravissimo.
I'm Linda Bordoni.